Chippendale!
Rescue Rangers!
Chippendale!
Willow's Danger!
Darkwing Duck! Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Something else.
Oh, we peaked so hard on those.
Can you turn that down? Just down. Just turn it down. Hi, welcome to Casual Cowards of Gaming.
Gummy bears
bouncing here and there. That's not even the same thing.
Welcome to Pointcast 34.1. I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
And we're going to be talking about Chippendale's Rescue Rangers 2.
Deuce. For Eric.
Because as we do,
now with twice
we'll
the
start
chipmunks.
With the second game in the series.
Well, let's be honest, we're never going to go back to the first
we're
game.
We're not. Because
we're
this
never,
one just,
ever going to go back
really
to the first game.
It really just killed every single NES game for me ever.
Well, that was bad. That was
I'm not sure if I could ever play an NES game again.
Lies.
So, this is one of the games that was chosen for us by one of our donators on the Extra Life campaign.
Mr. Eric Lisi.
Yeah. So I will remember that name forever now, and I will learn to hate it.
He won't. He actually plays a lot of video games. He's a real big Nintendo buff. He loves the GameCube.
Is he the guy who was at the Nintendo Olympics?
Yes. He's
is he gonna be there this year?
Yes.
Okay.
We're coming for
you. I'm just watching you. No, and I'll admit, like I was texting him during the marathon. I'm like, really?
He's like, can you please pick something else?
He suggested about five other games, and they were all equally like, what?
Yeah. So he's got a unique taste. I mean, they're fun for him.
I think this is one of those games that like something like you remember from your youth that you thought was freaking awesome.
Yes.
And then someone that's either never played it or like a younger person that grew up without an NES will go back and play and be like, this is fucking garbage. This is one of those games. Like, he may have loved this when he was a kid, but me never playing it now that I'm in my 30s, this game is fucking garbage.
It does not hold up like DuckTales. Like, I expected to go in playing DuckTales, but just with chipmunks.
Monk Tales.
Yeah, the Chipmunk Tales. So I was a little disappointed. I actually stopped playing it, and you guys actually just ran with it and continued the rest of the hour.
Got kind of far in it.
It seemed it wasn't so much that I was enjoying the game. It was hard, and I wanted to figure it out, so I had to continue playing it.
Yeah.
To figure out what exactly the fuck is
the
going
challenge
on.
Aspect.
And it was challenging.
It was very challenging.
Was it challenging?
It definitely had that NES quality of you will beat this game or it will wreck you. You know, there's a lot of games on the NES that were like that, where like Fester's Quest was just like,
I'm still
didn't hold up
that.
Very well. And if you didn't know what you were doing, that game was just fucking, it was poop.
Yeah. Well, because I went into it, like if you think about it, so DuckTales, that's my like my benchmark for Disney games. Like that was an awesome Disney game. The only other Disney game that I played, I think it was Mickey's Forest of Illusion on the Genesis. That was just, I mean, you're the Genesis kid. That's why I'm looking at you.
I never played that.
God, you missed out.
No wonder your parents thought you were gay when you were a kid.
I'm like,
well, I played, I mean, like, Aladdin was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't there a Lion King game?
There was a Lion King game.
There were so many good Disney games.
But Aladdin
and
Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, you're pushing it now.
Still waiting for Darth Vader to like
pop a crossover there. But there was that Mickey Mouse game on the Nintendo where you were like on a boat.
I'm on a boat, motherfucker.
I don't remember. There was definitely a very deep
Mickey Mouse game on a boat.
On a boat.
It was called Steamboat Willie.
Yes. It was very overtly racist.
Steamboat Willie. I don't know.
Anyways, that game was pretty cool. There was a lot of really good Disney games, but.
Disney Tetris for the 64, Tetris. Which we didn't play.
This just wasn't one of them.
Any
I guess.
Star Wars game that comes out in the future.
Oh, Jesus.
Which we can only hope for. Please let there be a Chippendale crossover to Star Wars.
Oh, my God. That'd be so great.
I am your father. I'm sorry.
So we went into this.
We should talk about why this game should have been what we think better than it was. Because Chippendale, while they were old school Disney cartoons, The new Chippendale Rescue Rangers came out like in the prime of when Disney was releasing like really updated cartoon series with with their old
IP. Their old characters, like Goof Troop and...
Yeah, Goof Troop, you had DuckTales.
DuckTales.
Which more was just Huey, Dewey, and Louie as the backseat.
Tailspin.
Tailspin, yeah, there you go. There was also, outside of Goof Troop, Tailspin, Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck, really Gummy Bears.
Was Gummy Bears
a Disney Afternoon show.
Okay, so all of those shows, mm-hmm. they had corresponding games, I think. So, and I think that the
some of them did.
Yeah, DuckTales was cool. I think there's a Tailspin
game. A Tailspin game.
So I went into this expecting, like, really good quality Disney game. And no, like that's all. And I'll admit it was 5 o'clock in the afternoon after we had been up since midnight the previous night. Like we had been up for what? I can't do math right now. Like 16 hours.
I was probably into the 30s already.
Yeah. Cause I was up for 28 hours total for that whole day. Chester was somewhere.
I was in there.
I was out of place.
So the whole day I did 41.
Well, we were initially told by Eric to do Chip and Dale, and when we fired up Chip and Dale, he's like, no, the multiplayer is great. It's co-op. And I fire up Chip and Dale 1, and I'm like, there's no co-op here at all. So Chip and Dale 2 is what we wound up playing. You throw in Dale, and boxes. You don't know. I mean...
I think another thing that hurt this is why none of us ever played. This game came out in 1993, 2 years after the Super Nintendo was already out.
Oh, yeah.
This was there were only 10 games after this to be released for the Nintendo.
Well, and going back to that, I think this game should have been so much better. That this was the end of the life, the end of the hardware. This is the God of War. Yeah,
this is the last hurrah. Yeah. God of War 2.
Yeah, this is the last God of War 2 for the Nintendo, and this is what we got.
Not so much.
And I mean, people can yell at us because like, oh, you just don't like a hard game or blah, 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 blah. There becomes a point when a hard game is hard. But it's still, like, manageable. But then there's A Boy and Its Blob, which is, like, complete crap. Because it's just too hard.
And there was the learning curve, I guess, where we started going through it. And then after we died 15 times, the guy that Eric that asked us to play is like, never be without a box.
Yes, there you go.
It's like, thank you. I didn't even know you could, like, hide in the boxes and... What the boxes were even fucking there for other than to hide, like, animals inside of to attack you.
Yeah.
I thought it was just, like, dodge and try not to die the whole fucking time.
I thought it was more kick, punch.
It's definitely that.
One thing we should mention about Chip and Dale, which I didn't realize until we started to, like, you know, right before we played this game, Chip and Dale are modeled after Magnum P.I. and Indiana Jones, which is cool.
So then who was Monterey Jack?
The rapist who couldn't get a job and needs to stay at least 40 feet away from children.
So then who is Gadget modeled after?
I was thinking Monterey Jack. Well, he sounded Australian. And he had kind of this hat that was bent on the side. So maybe he was like Crocodile Dundee.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Gadget was a anthropomorphic animal later to be used.
They were all anthropomorphic animals.
In Rule 34.
34.
Yeah, which is what we did. Apparently... There's some.
You guys spent way too long looking at Chip and Dale porn.
Mine turned into looking at actual porn pictures.
Because, in his defense,
yeah, in my defense, because there it's no good ending to the story. I can't even get out of it. Your Honor, I will throw myself on the mercy of the court. just be swift with your judgment. So, I mean, like I said, I didn't play this game. You two played this game. So, what if there were for redeeming about half quality? An hour. You know, you guys played it for a good 45 minutes. Like, yeah.
Yeah, because it wasn't fun anymore. It was the challenge. Like, I have to beat at least a fucking level. That fucking rabbit, water rabbit thing.
Water rabbit.
It was bullshit.
And
fucking
bullshit.
What a bizarre boss. What the fuck was going on?
Why does that rabbit live in a waterfall?
Well, I bet.
Right? It was like living in the dishwasher.
Oh, that's right. They were living in.
Because there were dishes
like a waterfall
in the background.
It looked like a waterfall. But since we're tiny, it was actually just the dishwasher.
Well, yeah. I bet if we like had the context of watching the show, like the bosses would have lined up. I only remember like the fat cat who was...
Fat cat was like their primary nemesis.
Yeah, but then they had like the ants. So it was like Batman. They had all their like ancillary villains that...
I'm not even sure any of those were real villains. Maybe they were like one-off villains.
Kingpin.
You know? Are you looking up
Fat Cat?
Chippendale villains?
No, the other villains I don't remember at all. There was like Flying Feline.
That gecko thing and the wrecking ball.
Grimacing Gecko. That was a boss I couldn't beat.
This just sounds like shit out of like a kid's book. Like,
which it was, because this was a kid's cartoon.
Well, no, I mean, like, to help you remember him, Grimacing Gecko.
Oh, my God.
Ornery Ostrich.
Dude, Wikipedia is now just begging for money.
I gave him $3.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Don't fucking do that shit.
Wikipedia so much.
Oh, God.
Seriously, it's crazy how much I use it. Why wouldn't you give money to something that you use?
Stop being an asshole.
So we got Fat Cat, Wart, Mole, Mets.
Wart?
Yep. Voiced by Jim Cummings. Wart, Mole, Meps, Snout. I guess those are the underlings. There's the Professor Norton Nimnal. I remember that guy. He's a ginger. He's a bald ginger.
A
bald ginger. He's got like the ginger like.
So he's like a Robotnik.
Yes, he's like Robotnik.
Bald ginger.
There's Aldrin Clordane, a powerful crime lord in the city. Rat Capone.
Jesus Christ. Dude, this game got really good reviews back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
It was well
EGM
received.
Gave it a 7.2 out of 10. GamePro gave it 4.5 out of 5.
Oh, wow.
And GamePlayers, which I'm sure is still around, gave it an 84 out of 100.
Well, maybe Eric was right. Maybe we're just too old and bitter. Too drunk and just were like, just fuck this game.
I just thought it was kind of... I think I'm spoiled now with games that kind of like give you instruction as you're going along, well, to tell you how to do something.
Okay, so here's what I think that we're not looking at this through the right glasses, because when I think of 8-bit games now, I'm thinking of like Stealth Bastard Deluxe or like Super Meat Boy, where it's kind of built in that same vein of the 8-bit game, but with accelerated hardware, with much more knowledge and much more like experience on making a good platformer, like mm-hmm. or even like a like Shovel Knight, or there's one more in there that I'm missing, that like Alien Hominid, all those like indie games that came across as like
Fez,
yeah, that they came across as like 8-bit games, but they're not. So we go back to this, like this is bullshit.
It is terrible. You know, when I think about it, like I think about Mario 2. How did you figure out to pick up the vegetables? Like you accidentally just hit B. Over a sprout and you pick it up.
We probably had the manual too.
The manual would have been super helpful.
It probably would have been, yeah.
Pick up box, hide in box. What? You can push down and hide in the box?
Throw box.
I accidentally hit down. I'm like, holy shit, there's eyes inside the box. I'm inside this box.
The box. Yeah.
And that was really helpful. That helped a lot, actually. Always have
hiding
box.
In the box.
Yeah. So how far did you guys wind up getting? Did you get to the third level, fourth level?
Us collectively got through the second level. And then I died before the third boss.
I didn't
get that far. Chester.
Chester.
What's
Well, I got to Grimacing Gecko. I don't remember how many bosses I beat. I know I beat a couple. Water Rabbit, Flying Feline.
I don't remember what was after that. Just throwing rocks at you, and I just kept dodging them, and it would come at me, and I'd jump over it. Throw rocks, I kept dodging. I didn't realize you had to get closer to let the rocks fall before they hit the end of the screen.
Oh, and then you had to pick them up and throw it back.
You had to pick them up and throw them.
Okay, so
it only took 20 minutes to figure that out.
That's when I stopped paying attention to war. I'm like, this is
an unbeatable. Something in the refrigerator.
We did research. We did so much research.
You fought something in the refrigerator?
Yeah.
Cool. Like a sentient mold?
I wonder how much...
Old Drippy?
I don't remember.
Hold on. I wonder how much this game is going on Amazon, which we totally looked up before we started this show, right?
Yeah.
Fuck you, pop-up ads, man.
You get so many pop-up ads. You love them.
Chip Ambedale.
Two. Are we seriously waiting for you to look it up on Amazon?
I'm doing it right now. Chip and Dale NES. There's one is $8.50. Rescue Rangers 2 is $20.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with you people.
There's a lot wrong. And then just below that is Beavis and Butthead. That's what they throw it in at.
Whiskey Weasel. That's right. The weasel that breathed fire.
Oh, yeah.
Remember he like chugged from his bottle and spit fire at you?
Yeah, because we were drunk as shit. We're like, I can get down with this boss, man. Right. I can relate. I don't want to fight him. I just want to like just...
I want to drink with this guy. Yeah. Oh, that's right, because we were jumping up the platform.
Yeah.
And he was chasing us. I remember that.
We should also mention it's a Capcom game, but I don't think that they use the same Do you think they use the same Mega Man engine?
Then I had to fight Grim Ghost.
I don't know. Dude, you made it pretty far. Oh, I don't remember any of this.
I don't remember Grim Ghost.
Dude, Darkwing Duck, $250.
Shut up.
Yeah, I cannot shut up because...
So, emulate this game. Don't even feel bad about it.
No, you even used, it's $32.50.
Wow. Oh, that was new in box?
Well, that's Darkwing Duck.
An ornery ostrich. Man, I got pretty far.
We had zombied out by that time, just completely zoned out. So
yeah, this was kind of a rough game to maybe if we were fresh.
I don't even think we were fresh. Like I said, I just can't go back to playing these types of games because I didn't play it when I was younger, so it doesn't hold any nostalgia to me. It doesn't help hold that old challenge. When I flew back from Charlotte, I played 4 hours of Super Mario World on my tablet because... And I died a shitload because I was trying to get used to the controller, but I just kept going back because I really enjoyed playing that type of game. If I would have played this when I was younger, like Eric probably did, I would probably have more incentive to go back and, like, you know, oh, I remember doing this, and this is what I have to do, and, like, you know, building that Twitch muscle memory back up. But for us, a bunch of sloppy fucking drunks who are tired, who have been up the whole time, so maybe we're not giving this game a fair shake, but I don't want to go back and play it.
No.
Can we just play like
check our Twitch feed later? I'll be playing it.
Yeah,
if he can figure out how to get the computer to capture it correctly.
if I can figure out how to pick the boxes up.
Box and duck. Anything else? I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, I think we've kind of dogged on this, but we've also kind of said that
there were some kind of cool things like the when you finish the first level, they're like, oh, do we cut the red wire or the blue wire?
Oh, yeah.
You remember? And it, like, no matter which one you cut, you still continue the game, but...
Because I picked the right one the first time through, and it's like, hey, you picked the right one. And we're like, hey, pick the other one and see what happens.
Yeah, the second playthrough, we're like, oh, pick the other color, and you pick it, and it, like...
And Gadget's like, boom! Just kidding.
Just kidding. The bomb was fake the whole time.
Like, well, that really made it worth it. Because skip this whole fucking level.
Right? Fuck this stupid water rabbit. It just
starts off like, do you know what the bomb is? Yes, fake.
Yes, bomb is fake. I noticed some graphical updates from the first one.
Yeah, yeah. The boxes look great.
Boxes look amazing. They're
fantastic.
You know, the mice walking around trying to kill you with forks or whatever the fuck they
Dale's
had.
Nose was redder.
I thought you were going to say Dale's nuts. All the way to Dale's nuts.
There weren't any nuts in the game.
I'm starting to feel like an old man, I guess. Like, it just, I didn't play it. And
now, from what I've heard, you've been saying that for 10 years.
Yeah, I have.
Over 10 years.
I've been so old for so long.
No, you have. You just, he's not like, I'm an old soul who has all this knowledge. He's like, fuck you, I don't want to do that, I'm old.
I'm old.
Ryan, move to Phoenix with me. Fuck you, I'll never move to Phoenix, I'm old.
Yeah, I needed
to
work.
That doesn't make sense.
Was on my last unemployment check.
And we never would have had all of this.
Yeah. So, yeah, go back and play it. Enjoy it. Tell us what you think. And tell us if we're wrong.
You know what? Actually, I think this would be a great game to, like, you know, maybe we missed the boat. If you listen to this, go play this game and let us know what you think. Because we were drunk and we had been up for hours. So just
tired as fuck.
Yeah. So just please, like, go play it. Give us let us know on our website. Let us know either maybe on our Twitter page. Let us know on our Facebook page. Just actually give us some feedback. What you thought about this game? Eric doesn't count.
Yeah, you don't count if you played it when you were a kid and you love this game. You don't count. If you never played it, go play it and
or
tell us how you feel.
Or let me know why this game should hold up to to DuckTales, because that's my benchmark. Or Mega Man, they're both Capcom games.
Take it easy, bro.
Why should I be playing this instead of playing Mega Man 2 or DuckTales?
Because of boxes. Fucking, you could hit the other guy with the boxes. That was stupid.
You could pick each other up.
And throw each other.
For no reason.
Yeah, because we couldn't beat that boss. So we're like, well, what if we throw each other at the boss? And we did that and it hurt us.
These things happen. I mean,
it was the most pointless feature.
Yeah, or you're walking, you throw, and you hit him in the, I hit Chester in the head with a box, and he just stops walking, and he's all
stunned. Ooh. Yeah, it would stun you.
That's a useless feature. Friendly fire.
Friendly fire, yeah. It's like being shot. I mean, I think that happens in some of the new war games.
With guns.
I mean, not with...
Well. In three dimensions where you can actually miss them with your gunfire. If I throw a box forward, it's only going to hit him.
It's only going to hit Chester.
Bullshit. This game is bullshit. Eric is bullshit.
Okay, so that's Ryan's final thoughts. Chester, do you have any final thoughts?
Nope.
All right, and I really don't either. So, Chippendale too. Please just go play it and let us know what you think.
Let it. Yeah. I fucking ugh.
Yeah. If you
at least a bitter taste in my mouth. Like I don't even want to talk about it.
If you beat the game, let us know. Because that Grimson Gecko, man, I couldn't beat him. I couldn't do it.
And we're not going to go back and try. Well, there's Shadow of Mordor to be played.
There's a lot of Shadow to be played.
So,
correct. So, check us out on iTunes and YouTube and
Stitcher. YouTube.
We have to say this every fucking time.
Facebook. We should probably get it out
on
the way up front.
Google it.
Actually, you know what? Go to casualcowards.com. All of the stuff that we're doing is up there on the top.
There you go.
And we're trying to... we're not doing anything right now.
We're
going to do a push.
The Nintendo Olympics is next weekend.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's actually this weekend.
Next weekend.
When this posts, it'll be this weekend.
What is...
This post,
correct.
This posts next week.
Dude, I am... No.
Yep.
So anyway, go to Casual Cowards. Go to casualcowards.com. If you guys want to email one of us directly, I am Dirk at casualcowards.com.
Chester at casualcowards.com.
Ryan at
casualcowards@gmail.
casualcowards@gmail.com.
Obama@whitehouse.com.
Yeah, Obama. Yeah, there you go. Just get in there and
send me some dick pics.
That would be .gov.
And even though we blew through everything we were gonna do, we went to SGC, we finished our gaming marathon. We don't have anything in the immediate future, however, we are working on getting a panel at the next Phoenix Comic Con in May.
Arcade build.
Yeah, we should know in the next couple weeks, right?
Yeah, we're going to do a live arcade build. And it should be good because when we're done building the arcade, we're going to raffle it off. And this is going to be a full-fledged 100% arcade build. It'll be working by the end of our panel. If not, we're in trouble. But go ahead, Ryan. Do your thing while Chippendale plays us out.
Again?
Yeah.
All right. Silver Point Cast 34.1. I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
Thanks for listening.
These two gum chews go picking up the
cracks.
There's no dance big, no case too small. You need help, just call
Darkwing Duck.